you know,
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays are ballet nights. So I'm in Milwaukee. And I take the dogs over to Bayshore Mall to take care of business in that field turf section. And there's a giant television screen up against the buildings. And the Brewers game was on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Unfortunately, last night, while Sadie and Stella were taking care of things, I did not get Sophia Minert up on the screen. Instead, I got three home runs in the same inning by the Cubs during that time. So it was kind of poopy on multiple levels. Much to my chagrin, there was no smiling face of one Sophia Minert. But she joins us now instead from Bally Sports Wisconsin and the Milwaukee Brewers. It is our friend Sophia. Sophia, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry you caught an unfortunate inning.
It was not the best inning that I have caught. No, that's true. And luckily, cleanup was much better during my visit. Hey, I saw this. Somebody shared it on Twitter. I reshared it. You know that as your brother, I just think the world of you. But are there people that are still unaware? I obviously knew this before I shared it, but it seems like there are still people who are unaware that you are conducting, on occasion, interviews bilingually. Are there other people that do this in our business, or are you a trailblazer on this?
I'm not the only one, but I would say there aren't very many. Unfortunately, you know, Pedro Gomez, who passed away in February, he was one of the writers with ESPN who used to be able to do that. I would say in terms of sideline reporters, the Miami Marlins have Kelly Sacco. I've seen her do some content in Spanish. So I'm definitely not the only one, but there aren't very many. And your comments are always beyond kind and supportive. And so I just want you to know how much I appreciate that, because it's above and beyond kindness that I feel like I don't deserve.
Stop. That's the only reason I do it, is so then you have to praise me and tell me how kind I am. What's the next language you're going to add to the repertoire? Is my
Italian. Italian. We can study together.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, there you go.
So, wait, let me get this straight. So, Tausch, who plans a trip to Italy that is canceled by the pandemic, stop studying Italian.
Yep.
And now,
I need
someone
reboot.
Who actually does their job in multiple languages, you claim you're going to study together. She'll be studying by herself within a week.
You know how they say, like, when you work out, it's better to have a workout partner so that you can push each other, and there's days that maybe you don't want to go and learn.
Uh-huh.
Buongiorno. That would be Sophia's role. All right, Sophia, I want to talk some Brewers, actually, and you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, different things. What's the one thing so far in four games that, and again, this is a small sample size, that has been surprising on a good side? And what has been kind of the thing that you were concerned about or that you're seeing not going so well for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think the story right now is just the offense and how quiet it's been. You know, I think opening day was really dramatic, right, with the three-run comeback in the ninth and then able to come away and win it in the tenth. You know, there were a lot of encouraging signs there. And, you know, they didn't hit a home run until Sunday. That was courtesy of Jackie Bradley Jr. That was his first hit as a Brewer. And then, you know, again last night, they ran into just a really good pitching performance by Trevor Williams. So I would say, you know, offensively, the story has been that they just have not been able to put pressure and really any kind of sustainable production against the other team's starting pitcher. And so what happens then is then, you know, the Twins and last night the Cubs are able to then line up their bullpens with their better relievers, you know, and get their closers in there. And then it just becomes much harder to come back against, you know, the top relievers from another team. So I think that's definitely been the story. You know, Omar Narvaez was a bright spot last night with the single and the three-run homer, but it was just a little too late. And it is just four games, so I would say it's definitely way too early for yeah. any kind of panic. But that's just been the story, right? Like, that's just what stands out to you in the first four games. And I would say, you know, on the positive side, the Brewers pitching staff is holding their own, and they're pitching without much of a net right now, just with the lack of run support.
Sophia, when we had our friend Dan Kelly from AmFam on opening day to celebrate the opener, we did our Steinhoffel sleepers of the season. And if my memory serves me correctly, Tausch was irritated with our friend Dan for taking... Did he take Omar Narvaez?
He did, yep. Yep.
And you wanted him.
I did.
I don't know if he...
That's a good pick.
Thanks.
It's been a great
Dan.
Pick.
Yeah.
You know, you guys were just saying how early it is. You both mentioned that, and I get that. But for a guy who had his struggles last year, how great has it been to see him at least have a moment, especially like last night?
Yeah, look, it's huge because it is so early, but these results do matter, right? And it's about building confidence, and I think that's a big deal for Omar, just considering that, you know, the player that they thought that they were acquiring didn't show up in that first year. In fact, it was the opposite, right? Omar Narvaez came over, and he had a great profile as an offensive catcher, and he has struggled defensively in his career. Well, it was a complete 180 from what we saw last year. He actually was one of the best framing catchers in all of baseball, and he really struggled offensively. And so I think, you know, he spent a lot of time in the off season just working on his offense again. Hitting coach Andy Haynes went down to Miami to see him in the off season. They spent a couple days together, and by all accounts, it was a really productive trip in terms of, you know, they were still getting to know each other. They feel like they were able to correct some things they wanted to. They were able to get on the same page of, like, what the plan should be for him, right? Like, what he should work on. What are the keys that are important to him that can lead to better production? And he had a great spring training. Like, I think all of that work showed up for him. And so for him to have early success, it does matter because I think it's, I'm sure you'll agree that, like, every athlete wants affirmation that the work is working, right? Mm-hmm. That it's paying off and you're seeing results. Like, that's important to get that affirmation and to build that confidence. So I think he comes into this season feeling like he can be a complete player, right? He can be a really good defensive catcher, and he can get back to being himself offensively.
Talking with Sophia Minert from Bally Sports Wisconsin. Have you adjusted to that, by the way? Are you effective in that? I always think that I'm going to work out when I see the logo.
It's a casino.
I know, right? We've had a lot of people ask us that about, you know, the gyms. But, you know, I think our goals for the opening weekend were to get American Family Field right and to get Bally Sports Wisconsin right. We have pretty much an ongoing swear jar, right, if we slip up. I definitely did catch myself one time. You know, I almost dropped a Miller Park in there on the opening weekend. So, yeah, I think between the new stadium name and the new network name, you know, as creatures of habit, we have to retrain ourselves on that one.
Yeah, that is a double whammy for you guys on the TV.
I got a question, though. Sophia, is Bally's, is it the workout spot or the casino?
So it's the casino, but I believe that there used to be the gym franchise, which
correct.
I think came from the same group. I don't think those gyms exist anymore.
They don't.
If they do, they're few and far between. So, yeah, I think it is all the same franchise or the same ownership umbrella, so to speak. But, a lot of people have made the association with the gyms, which I think is pretty funny. But it is the casino group.
So, Sophia, do you think they'll get to a point? I know, you know, gambling is – do you think there's going to get to a point where you, as, you know, reporting that you'll be bringing that up mid-game?
I wouldn't rule it out. I have no information in terms of what the plans are moving forward. But I just think the way that, you know, betting and like fantasy sports has become part of kind of the fabric of sports. And like now we are seeing it more in like official right, and naming rights and sponsorships and all these things. Like, you know, we started doing, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, we had another sponsor, Monkey Knife Fight. They're fantasy baseball. So we would have a sponsored element every night, you know, about stats for a player, you know, regarding fantasy baseball. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw similar elements come up, you know, because of a naming right or a sponsorship in terms of betting. Like, it feels like that's kind of where it's going. I don't know if we'll necessarily see it this season because we are still in the first week of this rebrand and this rollout as a new network. So I think it's intriguing, right? Because I think you have to be aware of, like, what fans are interested in. And a lot of that is betting and fantasy sports.
Sophia, last one for me. And we don't usually take requests when Sophia Minner joins us, but on the private talk and text line, my good friend George sent me a question he wanted me to ask you, and it's a really good one. It's how different do things seem without Ryan Braun around? I mean, he has been a fixture in that clubhouse and on that team for so long. How different is it?
It's definitely different. You know, I think it was different at spring training. You know, Ryan did come for one day, so it was nice to see him. He came with our owner, Mark Adonasio, from L.A. for a day. And I think for Ryan, I think he was missing – you know, the personal element. I think he's enjoying his life of pseudo retirement, of being a stay at home dad and being more present with his wife and his kids, and probably the break on his body too. But I think he misses the personal element. I think he misses his teammates, right? The staff and just being around and in the clubhouse every day, just the camaraderie that comes with that. You know, it was kind of weird, like opening weekend, he's just been a fixture there for so long. And, you know, I think it definitely is an absence, but I think this is also a team that they're not sitting around thinking about how much they miss Ryan Braun, right? You had Jackie Bradley Jr., you get Lorenzo Cain back, you add Colton Wong. Like, this is a really, really, really good group, really talented team. And they genuinely have established a really good chemistry even this early. So, you know, adding Colton and adding JBJ, they felt like really seamless additions, tremendous guys in the clubhouse. So it's definitely been different, but I think they really like the group that they have.
All right, real quick, I lied. Did you get to see Aaron Rodgers on Jeopardy? And if so, what did you think?
Unfortunately not. I didn't get to see the episode, but I did see the clip where the contestant asked him about whose decision was it to kick the field goal. And I thought his reaction was pretty great. And I didn't realize that, like, Aaron would have seen him write out the answer, right? Like, he sees it live on the desk. And so then he knew what it was coming. But yeah, I think it's cool. I wanted to start recording him so I can watch him and see how he does.
Yeah, well, don't ask Tausch because he apparently can't figure out
these guys said he was stiff. He said he was stiff, which was really surprising that Jason would say that his guy was stiff when he was hosting. So
neither.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So as complimentary is of you, he was the exact opposite of his guy hosting Jeopardy. So.
Hey,
Sophia.
Jason can be a tough critic, too.
Oh, trust me, everybody but himself. He is very tough, no doubt.
Oh, my God. Okay. Behind the scenes, Tausch texts me. I'm good. We can let her go. And now he won't shut up. Sophia, thank you so much. It's always a joy to talk to you. We look forward to your fortnightly visits all the time here on Wilde and Tausch.
Yes, thank you. We will do this again fortnightly.
That is Sophia Minert of Bally Sports, Wisconsin.